Welcome to Avraham Yerushalmi, the Shiras Panzers in the Schutz of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Yud Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Tes. We're starting in the fifth line from the top of Amud Aleph. Sok Demar Rav Zeiro, Rav Dimi Dechefo, Peshur Rav Shimon Melokish, Legoivo Afil Ad Mea Amo. We're talking about Tzuras HaPesach. The idea of a mechitza that can be done if it has the shape of a door, which means two vertical poles in horizontal beam on top of them. The height of this thing could be as high as you want. It could be 100 amma. It doesn't have the limitations of 20 amma that we set by the koyer, by the cross beam on the mavoi. So Gemara Ma'avyuton, Hador de Teimar Linyan Kilayim. Avlinyan Shabbos lo te peyo gvoya min akoyo. So that's all regarding kilayim we saw before, that you do mechitza and kilayim between two different seeds, then that's good enough, it can be as high as you want. But regarding Shabbos, it needs to be like a koiro, and it has to be within 20 amo. Oma Abyeisi, Oma Rebbe, he be kilayim, he is Shabbos. It's the same thing by kilayim and Shabbos. Al daite de Rebbe mabin koiro mabin peyo. So according to Rebbe, what's the difference between the crossbeam and the mavli, which it needs to be only 20 amo, and a tzuras HaPesach, which is called a peyo, that can be as high as you want? Says the Gemara, koyro matzeles mirochachas. Peyno matzeles atzteh migufefes me'ar baruch haseo. Koyro works in one ruach. The way Reb Chaim explains it, a little different than the other mefarshim on the daf. Koyro, it says mirochachas, all you need for a koyro is a beam. You can put the beam on top of the two walls of the mavayah, two existing walls. You're not creating something new. You're not creating a full enclosure of that ruach. Only put a koyro on top, and it's the idea of Heker. Heker needs to be within 20 amo that you can recognize it. Tzuras HaPesach, you're creating a full wall. Because by putting two poles and a beam on top of it, and you join together also the ground below, it's covered in all four sides. So there it's a din of a mechitza, and it can be even much more than 20 amo. V'tai ki demar Rav Zeira, this goes like Rav Zeira said, b'shem ha'mam nuno, peyeno matzaz ha'shtem gufev ha'smar b'chuseo, that the idea of a peyeno is covered in all four sides, meaning all four sides of that wall. They're referring to some sukkahs, some huts that you have in the vineyards. Also, you're not allowed to carry underneath it. If you want to use the rooftop of these huts, you can't use it. Because Tzuras HaPesach needs to be built for the purpose of Tzuras HaPesach and not to use an existing roof already. Says the Gemara, Omar Pinchas also Udo Kamir Yirmiyah. There was a story that came in front of Yirmiyah. Ba'arba Amudim, four poles. Va'aleim arba pitztaliyos. Reb Chaim explains that it means four beams. Ve'hitil talpa mishum peyo. And he allowed mishum peyo. Reb Chaim doesn't explain too much what happened over here. He just says it's beams. And it may be also that he holds a pitikra does work at Tzuras HaPesach. Continues the Gemara and says, Rabboin v'rabbonon bon kamir of zero. Meaning, we need to have walls of a sukkah. Instead of a wall, can you make Tzuras HaPesach? Omar loin, peyo matzaz basukkah. He says, yes, peyo does work for a sukkah. What about just having the schach with no walls and having the edge of the schach being used as pitikro, as the edge of the tikro? Omar loin, he told him, ain't sof schach matzaz basukkah. The edge of the sukkah, the edge of the schach does not work. Ma bein zel is it? What's the difference? Here it's done to make Tzuras HaPesach. If it's made for Tzuras HaPesach, then it works. But if it's not done for Tzuras HaPesach, it's done for the schach. So that doesn't use that. You can use that to be the pitikro or the wall of the sukkah. Says Gemara, Omar Avo kol ein le milayo lian meisa v'meita. The whole thing here is a masu matar in Gemara. Halo iris also, but halach le maise. We don't use in a sukkah Tzuras HaPesach. If so, so on Shabbos, I'm not going to rely on Tzuras HaPesach. Because Sukkah, which is more kal, I say you can't rely on Tzuras HaPesach. So by Shabbos, which is chamor, of course you don't rely on Tzuras HaPesach. Rabboim b'abchiyah bo'kam b'avzeiro, man tano peyo matzeles. Whose man that says Tzuras HaPesach works, even if it's larger than 10 amos in width? Lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, isn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that says Tzuras HaPesach works that way? Omer le'i ador tano, you're right. And we don't pass in this way. We hold the Tzuras HaPesach works only in less than 10 amo. Meaning, for our purposes, if it's less than 10 amo, it's considered to be omud oimed al haparutz. You have the width more than the closed area, more than the open area. That's when we say it's okay. But to have Tzuras HaPesach just in general, the Gemara Yerushalmi does not pass in that way. We're continuing David Beis Ul Beis Halacha Yud Zog the Mishnah. Makifim Bekonim. So the previous Mishnah we spoke about using ropes, meaning using horizontal lines to create a mechitza. Now we're using konim. Konim is reeds, poles. We're talking about vertical lines to make a mechitza. As long as you don't have three tefachim in between, you say lavud and you close it up. So the one be shayaro dibru divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking only about an encampment. Only when you have a caravan moving from place to place, they're makel, that you could do a mechitza either by shti or by erev, or vertical lines or horizontal lines, and you don't need both. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But if a person is in his home, in a place, he's not on the way, so then you need to have a mechitza made of shti and erev to have vertical and horizontal lines. Chaim say everybody can rely on these mechitzas. The reason we said shayara, the reason the Mishnah brought an example of a caravan, is because they are the ones who usually need to create a mechitza. Kol mechitza she'eino shel shti v'shel erev eino mechitza divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues on his father, and he says that even by shayara, you cannot just have only shti or only erev. You have to have both. V'chachom oimrim echad mishnei dvarim. This chachom over here is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that by shayara, one of the two works. Arbaad varim potrua machanim. Machanim that goes to war, they're appointing them from four dinim. A, mevim, eitzi, bikol mokum. They can take wood from any place and there's no problem with gezel. Upturim, mechitas, yedai, they don't have to wash their hands, the food. Umidmai, they don't have to do it. Afarshas, trumas, amaishas, from a suffix. Umilearev, they don't have to do eruv. Once they did an encampment and they joined together, they don't have to do an eruv. Says the one mekivim bekonim levad chvechule mekivim bekonim b'shayor divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The shita is the konim works only in a caravan. Hayochi tzor shtiver, but if it's individual, he needs to do shtiver. Says the Gemara using gears of Reb Chaim over here. Harabbi Yehuda mishani ben yochid l'shayor. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a difference between individual and a caravan. So Gemara v'rabbanon lo mishani ben yochid l'shayor. So according to Rabbanon, there's some differences between yochid l'shayor. The Gemara is going to explain. And the Gemara is going to say, although according to Rabbanon also, there will be differences in halacha between an individual and a caravan, but, says the Gemara, here, regarding Shti Ve'erev, Rabbanon holds there's no difference, and it doesn't matter if it's a Shayara or a Yachid, they could do a Mechitza, either Shti or Erev. Now what's the Raya, says the Gemara? Nishmeini Me'adah will learn from the following. Shayara Shechonas Betel Shugavoya Asara. A caravan that encamped on a hill which has a 10 tefachim height. Beneka shu omoy kasar, or a ditch which is 10 tefachim low, so it has a wall 10 tefachim. Begino shi mukov is goder, or in a garden that has a fence around it. Metatalim bo afilu kur afilu kuraim, you could carry there even a kur and kuraim. Now, even though these walls were not done for the purpose of dira, it still works by a shayara. Even though, in general, we say that in order for to carry in a very large area, it needs to be mukaf ledira. The mechitzas, the walls, have to be built for the purpose of dira, of living there. If not, you could do only beisatayim. Beisatayim is two seos, that's the amount, the chazal mishar, for individual, that's the amount he needs for one Shabbos. Now, metatalim bo ad beisatayim, which means, according to Rav Chaim Mashma, that means you could do more than beisatayim. You can use the entire area as long as you don't have two seyas open. An area of beis hatayim open, not used, so you can use the whole area. But if you have beis hatayim unused, so then you're not allowed to carry in the whole area. What does it mean using the whole area? It doesn't mean that a human being has to use the whole area. Even if they put their loads, they're putting their saddles, they're putting their bags, that's also considered to be a usage of their empty area. Avuna disagrees. He says it has to be used by a human being. Now, a human being, every individual, chazal of a shir, the amount of area he's going to use is only based on time. He doesn't use more, a human being. Unless he has a load, unless he has items he has to store, the only amount he needs to use per Shabbos is based on time. So that's what more brings the raya, that's what Avuna holds. The marav al b'shem Rav Chuno, echad or shnayim noisim lehem based on time. Shloisha noisim lehem based shesh esayim. If you have two people in the area, you give them each a base of time for both. Because it's not considered to be a shayara, it's not considered to be a caravan unless you have three. Once you get to three, you're going to give them how much? Base sheish seim. Why? Because each one gets two seya. three people, each one has two seah. How do I know that you're going to be, you're not going to have empty areas which are not being used? By giving each one two seahs, but not more. So three people, which is the minimum amount of a caravan, you give them a six seah. Continues the Gemara that if you give one Aleph, if you have four people, you give them eight seah. If you have five people, you give them ten seah. And the Gemara says, in shayara pochos mishloisho, the minimum amount of a shayara of a caravan is three. So what do we see over here? You see that we're treating a caravan different than individual. Because the individual, you give them two sales. You have two people, you still give them only two sales. Only once you get to three or more, you give them based on the amount of people they have. So even according to Rabbanon, they say that Sai individual, Sai Ashayaro, can use the mechitza of either Shti or Erev, they do differentiate between a Yochid and a Shayaro regarding other things. Just one sentence over here to finish. The one says, "Ein a goy mashlim b'shayaro." The goy cannot be the third person to be mashlim the caravan. It has to be three Jews. Katan mau shiashli b'shayaro. And the Gemara is not sure about a katan, about a kid. Does a child mashlim the shayaro or not? The Gemara does not know the answer. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Eruvin Daf Yud Beis.